South Korean protests against U.S. beef imports have been an almost nightly fixture in Seoul for some 2 months now, but some of this week's gatherings seemed a lot like a church service. These protesters, some of them wearing white veils customary among South Korean Catholics, sing, "Peace, peace, because I serve God." Religious leaders have been at the forefront of the protests this week, lacing the gatherings heavily with symbols of worship. Their stewardship of the demonstrations is expected to end Friday with a gathering presided over by Buddhist leaders. Many South Koreans believe U.S. beef is tainted with the brain-consuming mad cow disease, despite a relative lack of hard scientific data. The protests have dwindled in numbers but become more physical in recent weeks. Last weekend, hundreds of South Koreans were injured in clashes with police connected to the beef protests. Religious leaders accuse police of using excessive force. They are invoking their public role to call for restraint. Some of them are openly backing the protesters, while others use religious language implying support. This Catholic priest calls upon Jesus Christ to heal those who were hurt and to give everyone gathered the strength to fight against injustice. Separately, the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions began a partial nationwide strike Wednesday in solidarity with the beef protesters. The group said more than 130,000 workers would walk off the job, including about 30,000 union members employed by Hyundai Motors. KCTU President Lee Seok-heng says members are exercising a democratic right in service of the public. He says the strikers want to preserve public health, which he calls a key ingredient for production. He says they also want to protect children from what he describes as the risk of American beef. Lee says thousands of labor union workers will travel to Seoul later this week to join several days of anti-government protests over the U.S. beef issue. Lee downplays warnings from leaders and economists that ongoing unrest risks damaging South Korea's long-term economic prospects. South Korea's prime minister said this week the protests are discouraging investment and damaging South Korea's trade credibility. South Korea's parliament remains paralyzed by a boycott led by political opponents of President Lee Myung-bak, who made the April deal to resume American beef imports. Despite opposition, U.S. beef did go back on sale this week here in South Korea after clearing final legal loopholes last month. One of the few retailers daring enough to advertise the beef says sales are brisk, with 400 kilograms leaving the shop since Tuesday. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.